From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The United Nations Security Council has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Rocket attacks appeared to lessen overnight, but no formal truce has been agreed to. Nick Harper reports from the UN headquarters in New York.
At the emergency meeting that took place just after midnight into Monday morning, the Security Council said an immediate and unconditional humanitarian ceasefire was needed. It was a unanimous call for a durable truce that would allow for humanitarian access and time to negotiate a longer-term peace. However, there's disappointment this was a presidential statement rather than a stronger, more formal resolution. The Palestinian representative at the UN, Riyad Mansour, expressed concern that the statement didn't go far enough, while Israel's ambassador, Ron Prosser, accused the Security Council of anti-Israel bias, as the statement did not mention Hamas by name.
The United Nations also says the downing of Malaysian jet MH17 over Ukraine may amount to a war crime. This follows the latest report from the UN stating that at least 1,129 people have died in the conflict. William Denslow has the latest.
According to Ukrainian officials on Monday, MH17's data recorders indicate a rocket caused massive explosive decompression that brought down the plane. Both Ukrainian authorities and pro-Russian separatists blame each other for the crash that killed all 298 people on board. Stating that these actions may amount to war crimes, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay says anyone committing serious violations of international law will be brought to justice.
The economy of the EU could be harmed by up to 40 billion euro this year as part of sectoral economic sanctions against Russia, according to the European Commission. Diplomats from across the 28 EU member states are working through the legal documents for sanctions before approving the measures, expected to happen on Tuesday. Here's Europe correspondent Jack Perrock.
Predictions are the EU's GDP will take a 0.3% hit by implementing the capital markets restrictions and trade bans on defence and high-tech goods. Italy, for instance, which has a struggling economy, is concerned these restrictions will place them back into recession. But German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Russia had given the EU no other option by supporting the pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. The Russian economy is expected to lose 23 billion euro this year through the sanctions. That's 1.5% of its GDP. The International Monetary Fund was already predicting a slowdown in Russian growth. The EU hopes these measures will force President Putin to cooperate over the Ukraine crisis by threatening his weakened economy. Jack Parrock, Brussels.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Russia has been ordered to pay $50 billion to shareholders of the defunct oil company Yukos by the Court of Arbitration in The Hague. The firm was once the biggest oil producer in Russia and was found to have been unlawfully forced into bankruptcy by President Putin's government. Though Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the state intends to appeal the verdict, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the former owner of Yukos, says he welcomes the court's decision. Daria Bondarchuk reports from Moscow.
Mikhail Khodorkovsky described his satisfaction with the court's ruling, but expressed regret that the money would be paid from the Russian budget rather than by individuals from the state-linked mafia that took over his company in 2003. Mr. Khodorkovsky served a 9-year prison term on charges of tax evasion and embezzlement before being pardoned by Russian President Vladimir Putin in December last year. He subsequently sought asylum in Switzerland and announced he was stepping down from politics. Russia has 10 days to appeal the ruling of the Dutch arbitration panel. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
And the UK is set to send more than 1,300 troops to Poland for a major exercise to support allies in Eastern Europe. Exercise Black Eagle will take place in October, amid continuing tensions over Ukraine. Here's Dan Whitehead from London.
The full battle group being sent by the UK is the biggest commitment by the country to the region since 2008. The Ministry of Defence says the UK has already sent RAF Typhoon jets to support NATO in the area following Russia's annexation of Crimea. The British Defence Secretary Michael Fallon said the deployment will demonstrate the UK's commitment to the collective security of Britain's allies in Eastern Europe. The move comes ahead of the NATO summit in Wales in September. Dan Whitehead, London.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.